I'll tell you the first person that comes to my mind, Beyonce. Hot, hot, hot on every single level. As a matter of fact, the other day I was thinking, if there's such a thing as reincarnation, which I absolutely do think there is. So if I'm to come back, I would like to come back as someone like a Beyonce that sings, but sings in a way that can reach all people. And that, I believe, is pop music does really reach all people. Dance, like she does. An actress, I think she's an extraordinary actress when the vehicle is perfect for her. So it's someone like that kind of energy that I think I'm also molding myself when I do come back or wherever I end up coming back to. But yeah, Beyonce, I would definitely say her. And believe it or not, I'd say James Brown. Now, I know he's not with us, but I listen to that man every single morning in my headset. I actually pride myself in Sex Machine and Get Up Off of That Thing almost every morning. That truly is my coffee. And what I do is I choreograph in my head. So I'm constantly choreographing. In my mind, I'm half talking, as people do, you know, the self-talk, but also I'm choreographing. So James Brown is a huge pop culture influence, and Beyonce and Josephine Baker, there's no question about it. I would consider her one of the pioneers to pop culture. No question. Who my pop culture energy I connect with are those people that are so charismatic, so dynamic. I'd say Oprah too. I didn't really watch her show in the afternoon. I worked. But just from all that I know of her, she's been out there for years. I absolutely love. I also love her career. Not just what she stands for, but I love her career and how that's manifested through what she stands for. So she's definitely an inspiration.